So in the end of the day, the big push right here is more efficiency. So you'll be now out.
At a farm trade show in Decatur, Illinois in August, a representative of Gleaner Combine sells the finer points of the shiny equipment. On display, tractors and combines that dwarf the crowd. All across the Farm Progress Show, these mechanical marvels are the star attractions as farmers do their window shopping. But they don't come cheap. The price can reach upward of $500,000. Equipment is on the minds of farmers as this is harvest time. On this windy mid-September day, Len Corzine and his son are getting into the fields to start the harvest. A brand new green John Deere combine picks the corn and spits the chewed up stalks and cobs back onto the field. The Corzines farm 3,000 acres in Christian County in central Illinois. The 63-year-old Corzine says he has been buying new combines and tractors almost every year for a long time, and the reason is clear.
The most expensive time we have is if the combine has to stop or the corn planter has to stop. I mean, that is what it is all about in farming. You know, you've got to get it planted in a timely manner when conditions are right, and you've got to get it harvested.
The combine will only be used this fall on his farm. He's already ordered a new one for the next year. Corzine says the local dealer sells his used combines and tractors to the same area farmer, who then uses them for a year before trading off for Corzine's next machine. It's a cycle that farmers have been on in recent years. Over the last 6 years, new tractor sales have jumped more than 10%, combine sales 8%. Analysts say this is partly because of the farmers' large profits in the last few years, but tax incentives also are credited with helping to spur sales. Purchasers can get $500,000 deductions on equipment, way up from the $25,000 limit 10 years ago. There's also a bonus deduction for buying new equipment. But now corn prices have fallen, and the generous investment tax deductions that were increased as part of the stimulus may be returned to lower levels. Roger McCohen, director of Iowa State University's Center for Agricultural Law and Taxation, says at the end of this year, one of the deductions is set to decrease, another is set to expire.
So those are two things that really have been spurring, along with good times in agriculture, equipment sales. So without those, you take those out of the mix, I think it's pretty reasonable to say that we would probably see a slackening in demand for ag equipment, particularly new ag equipment.
A mile and a half down the road from Corzine's farm, it's the headquarters for Sloan Implement, one of the larger John Deere dealers in the nation with 17 locations in Illinois and Wisconsin. Company President Jim Steck says tax changes could mean some speed bumps ahead, yet
it would affect it a little bit, but I still think guys are going to trade equipment because if there's technology changing and not they don't want equipment that's worn out because of downtime, they're still going to trade equipment.
Technology is perhaps the most critical point to farmers like Corzine. The new combine can tell him about the quality of the corn, the size of the harvest, and can essentially drive itself using GPS coordinates.
You turn it on, it looks about like an airplane. But you've got actually two monitors that next year probably they're going to have those combined where there's just one. This one actually keeps track of more of the engine functions and functions of the machine. This is more the guidance and the yield mapping and those kind of things.
But technology alone doesn't sell tractors. And with falling grain prices, there may be pressure for Congress to continue those tax breaks a while longer. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Bill Wheelhouse.